Hey, living up the weekend. How you doing?
Starguest Linus, we got a game for you. Because you see, House of Cards, the brand new season was released yesterday. The big star of House of Cards is Frank Underwood, the massive Machiavellian, sort of this great big, you hate him but you love him kind of a guy. And he says a lot of things. Because some of the things he says, you know, you think they're quite kind of evil. Or if at least they're quite mysterious. We're going to play a game called Frank or Frankly Not.
Okay, right. I'm a little bit scared. I've never seen this show. I do know for a fact that one of my friends yesterday came down and said that he'd already watched something like 8 or 9 of the new episodes from this series. So people are clearly a bit obsessed with it. It might be one to get into after I finish rewatching all of Lost, which is how I spent my Friday night.
Very nice. Certainly, binge-watching House of Cards, something I think is perfectly conducive for living up the weekend. So I've got a number of quotes coming your way, Linus. Some are from Frank Underwood. Others are from other notable individuals. And all you need to do is see if you can identify whether a quote is Frank or Frankly Not, as in whether it was said by Frank Underwood from House of Cards or said by someone completely different.
Okay.
So the first quote we have for you is this. It says, "Congratulations, you've just won gold, silver and bronze in the Morons Olympics."
That sounds like, it sounds like it's a show that's a bit too serious. So I'm going to say that is not true. What do I say? Frankly not?
You say it's frankly not.
Frankly not.
It is frankly not. That's from Cruella De Vil.
There we go.
The next quote we have lined up for you. The next quote is, "From this moment on, you are a rock. You absorb nothing, you say nothing, and nothing breaks you."
That sounds like something that could probably be on this show. I'm going to say that's true. But it's not a great bit of script writing. "From now on, you are a rock." It's just not great.
From
now on, you are a tree. Or you are a lake.
you are a tree, you are wooden. You have branches. You need to shave every now and then.
Are you trying to insinuate that I need to shave?
Oh no, I was just thinking, you know, if you were a tree, instead of being a rock, you know, you're sort of full of wood and you've got branches.
There we go.
But you know, sometimes you have to shake off your leaves, unless you're deciduous.
Oh.
In which case, you know, you don't need a shave.
Oh, Mr. Stoneman, you're on fire. Okay, I'm gonna say that quote is true.
It is a Frank Underwood quote. It is from House of Cards. Next question. Next quote coming your way, Linus. "You have mosquitoes. I have the press."
Well, I know it's a show about, it's about politics, is it not? It's about, he's in Washington, is that right, or something like that? Is he a civil servant in the civil service? Is that right?
So he starts off as the one of the leaders of the House, which is the
House of Representatives.
Yeah. And to avoid spoilers, he then moves up in the ranks, so to speak.
Okay, right, interesting. Okay, so in that case, considering the fact that the US government is quite influential in the press, I'm going to say that, that was very PC, I'm going to say that that is true.
Frankly not.
No.
That there, Prince Philip, great name. Next quote for you, whether it's Frank or frankly not, we'll have to see. "I don't like looking back. I'm always constantly looking forward. I'm not the one to sort of sit and cry over spilt milk. I'm too busy looking for the next cow."
That sounds like it could be true, considering what you just told me about where he goes with his job position.
Frankly not.
Oh, no.
That's Gordon Ramsay.
Is it?
He really is looking for the next cow.
Well, run away that cow. Otherwise, you will end up as a meal on a very average TV show.
Next quote for you. "You might think I'm bulletproof, but I'm not."
I'm sure I've heard that quote before. Or is that... No, I'm thinking of the song. I'm going to say true.
Frankly, not again. That's Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I have heard the song before.
You thought Taylor Swift was Frank Underwood from House of Cards.
Well, I'm more of a fan of Taylor Swift than I am of this TV show at this point in time, mainly because I haven't seen it, but maybe I will watch it now.
Okay.
Having made a fool of myself.
But I think you need to compare Taylor Swift to Frank Underwood to fully appreciate the mismatch of complete ideals going on there. And next one for you. We've got a few left. From the lion's den to a pack of wolves, when you're fresh meat, kill and throw them something fresher.
I think I'm going to stick to my guns and say true.
That is Frank Underwood. Hey. That is Frank Underwood. Next one for you. You should only believe about 90% of what I say. As a matter of fact, don't even bother to believe anything that I'm saying at all. I could be completely messing with you and the world the entire time.
Well, that sounds exactly like something a politician would say. I've heard politicians say that before. when I spoke to Godfrey Bloom, the former UKIP politician, who said, oh yeah, you should never believe anything any politician ever says. In fact, you should hang all the politicians, apart from me, because I'm amazing. He then got expelled from UKIP a couple weeks later. True.
That's Kanye West.
Well, I was never going to get something by Kanye West anyway. I can't say I'm Kanye's biggest fan.
But no, so. you've managed to confuse Frank Underwood with Taylor Swift and now Kanye West.
I don't know what to say, Phil. I'm gobsmacked. My knowledge of Kanye West is so poor.
See if you can redeem any kind of self-respect. Come on, Lionel.
I'm leaving.
You've got one more to salvage. Okay. And we're asking you, Linus Pardo, star guest today, is it Frank or frankly not? The quotation, if someone ever asks you to do something, do it really bad so you never have to do it again.
Well, that's the complete opposite of live and let die, isn't it? If you've got a job to do, you've got to do it well. Frankly not.
You're correct there. Hey. Frankly not. That was Paris Hilton.
Oh, well. That sums everything up about Paris Hilton, doesn't it? In one quotation. That's great. Where's that from?
Well, you managed to separate Frank Underwood from Paris Hilton. You didn't manage to separate Frank Underwood from Taylor Swift or Kanye West.
And I says, no way, blood. 12:51 a.m. That's living up the weekend. Yeah?